A sedative that is not approved for humans may be responsible for a rise in opioid-related overdoses and deaths. It's called xylazine, and it's used by veterinarians during operations. Now, it is spreading through the illegal drug supply. In this week's From the Newsroom, WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger is here to tell us about it. Martha, welcome back.
Hi, Tiziana.
Hi, it's great to have you. So, fascinating story here. How concerned are health officials right now about this xylazine and its connection with opioid overdoses?
There are alerts going out from hospitals and a statewide drug checking program. The concern, Tiziana, is that xylazine, a sedative, is compounding the effects of fentanyl. So fentanyl is the powerful opioid already responsible for most overdose deaths in Massachusetts and across the country. Dr. Laura Keough treats patients addicted to drugs at Massachusetts General Hospital, and she's hearing a lot about xylazine from her patients.
It lowers their blood pressure and heart rate response to the respiratory depression and puts them at further risk of overdose.
And Dr. Keough is also worried about patients who report being out. They're essentially unconscious for hours on end because xylazine produces what Keough calls a profound sedation.
We're seeing people who have been sexually assaulted, they'll, you know, wake up and find that their pants are down or their clothes are missing and they are completely unaware of what happened.
And Tiziana, that increased risk of assault and injury are just some of the concerns we're hearing related to xylazine.
All right, so that is very disturbing. And then, as I understand it, xylazine also doesn't respond to naloxone or the brand name Narcan, which is that nasal spray that can reverse an overdose.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes, because xylazine is not an opioid. So Narcan has no effect on that sedation that Dr. Keough just described. And it won't wake somebody up, but it still can restore breathing after an opioid or fentanyl overdose. And since xylazine is often mixed with fentanyl, it's still really important to use Narcan. Here's Dr. Bill Soares, an emergency room physician. He's at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield.
If you see anyone that you suspect has an overdose, please give Narcan. But definitely I would encourage to have EMS because if the person does not wake up as expected, they're going to need more advanced care.
And while you wait for 911, it's really important to do rescue breathing to make sure that the person gets oxygen into their brain.
So that is more than enough for this to be scary and dark, Martha. But then I understand from your reporting that there's also this question of wounds. You noted that in Philadelphia, for example, doctors are reporting more amputations among people who use drugs since xylazine has flooded the illegal drug supply there.
Yes. Clinicians say skin abscesses that come with injection drug use are deeper and more infected with xylazine. That may be because, as we heard earlier, xylazine slows blood flow, so the healing doesn't happen in the normal way. But they're not really sure because, as you said in the beginning, you know, this is not a drug that's approved for human use, so there's a lot people don't know. But what we do know is that shame plays a role here. I visited a mobile outreach team in Greenfield, which is up near the Vermont border in western Massachusetts. Nurse Katie Robbins, who works out of that team, says her patients who need advanced wound care can get same-day appointments.
They can and they won't because there's so much stigma and shame around wounds from injection drug use. Often people wait until they have a life-threatening infection.
So Tiziana, that might help explain why amputations are up in Philadelphia. You know, if you wait longer to get care, it's going to be harder. Doctors say that's a real warning sign for Massachusetts. And one more thing I'll mention, xylazine seems to be making it harder to connect people to treatment. That may be because treatment programs aren't ready to manage the care for these wounds. May also be because xylazine withdrawal produces a really severe anxiety that is hard for clinicians to kind of manage while they're trying to get people onto, you know, drugs that will help treat their opioid addiction.
So, Martha, while I was reading your reporting, what kept coming up for me is why. Okay, so right now, roughly 92% of the illegal drug supply has fentanyl in it, as you've mentioned. You just talked about Greenfield, where they found xylazine in about 50% of the local drug supply in a given month. why is somebody adding xylazine to the drug supply? Fentanyl's already there.
There is no confirmed answer, but here are a couple of possibilities. Fentanyl wears off quickly. So the deep sedation from xylazine, if added to fentanyl, might help extend a fentanyl high. It might be, you know, something that is more attractive for that reason. Xylazine is also easy to order. The illegal drug market is having some of the same supply chain issues that we're seeing with illegal drugs. So maybe xylazine is helping to fill some of those delivery or supply chain gaps. And then, Tiziana, maybe it's just something new, kind of the latest experiment in adding and mixing what people take to numb the physical and emotional pain that drives many people to drug use.
So, Martha, let's step back. You report on so many fascinating health stories. How did this one first come on your radar?
Tracy Green runs the drug checking program that partners with the state. She's at Brandeis University. And so she often kind of has her finger on the pulse of changes that are underway. And she said to me in an email exchange not too long ago, like, you need to do a xylazine story. So I Tracy's one of the many sources that I listen to when I'm trying to figure out what people need to know to kind of stay on top of things. That's basically how I got onto xylazine.
And was there a moment where you're like, I'm sorry, what? Animal tranquilizer in the illegal drug, supply, making fentanyl even worse? That, I mean, it almost reads like a fictional nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, so Tiziana, one of the conversations that came up in reporting this story is a call among many doctors for a safer drug supply. Like, they want to be able to prescribe something to their patients that they know is not cut with all of these other additives that might make their drug use much more dangerous. That's a very controversial idea, but that's where some doctors say that we need to go. And we probably need to take a deeper look at that idea sometime soon.
Well, I'll look forward to your reporting on that. Really appreciate you joining us. WBUR health reporter Martha Biebinger. Martha, as always, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Tiziana.